What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, there.
It's quarantine. Everyone's an alcoholic. Don't judge me.
And all around the world. And all around the world.
And all around the world. We've been all around the world.
Been all around the world.
Same song.
Been all around the world.
Same song.
I came for the party to get naughty. Get my rocks on. Eat popcorn. Watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging. Funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J's. ZZY style. R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand. It won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Rover. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing. All the slimmies, pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all.
Same song.
It's just the same old song.
It's the same song.
Same
song. Money big, the freaky dick.
All around the world, the same song. All around the world, the same song. All around the world, the same song. All around the world, the same song.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip.
Same song.
I had to let it breathe for a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. We had to let it breathe.
The same song.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the latest edition of Pod Is War. Pod Is War is brought to you by the good folks at Chairshot Radio Network in conjunction with
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The same song.
And I say the same song each and every week here, reminding you all, asking you all, imploring you all, insisting upon you all to support your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, and to remind you and reiterate that you all are smarter than the average fan because you come to thechairshot.com day in and day out. So the best way to make sure we keep providing that content that you love so much day in and day out is by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up an official Chairshot t-shirt. All you literally have to do in your long-legged life is go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and peruse the site. You're going to find something you love. I guarantee it. You hate Meltzer? You hate Keller? Hey, we got the ironic t-shirt hashtag journalism. You'll like that one, right? Are you a Christian? Well, guess what? Jesus did the job and his dad was the promoter. So we've got that shirt on there for you as well. Do you hate politics and politicians? Well, why don't you rally against the machine? Because nothing says rage against the machine like a good old-fashioned dose of capitalism. So support the defunct Platt Blast 2020 presidential campaign. All of that and many, many other cool designs. Again, all you have to do is go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and support the movement. Because, again, thechairshot.com, we're not just a website. We're a movement. I'm Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt. As always, I am joined by my brothers in booze, Mr. Andrew Belaz and the commissioner, PC Tunney. Gentlemen, just real quick. God damn, it seems like every single week now that we come on the Chair Shot, we're commemorating another fallen rapper, which led to our opening song this week, same song by Digital Underground. Shock G, the leader of Digital Underground, he transitioned last week at the tender age of 57. And number one, the guy musically, he was a genius. Most of y'all would know him from the Humpty Dance. He was the Humpty Hump character that was like his alter ego gimmick. But musically, the guy was brilliant. Tupac Shakur, the late, great, legendary rapper, he actually got his start in Digital Underground as a backup dancer. And same song, the song that we played to open this show, that was the first time he actually rapped on a song. So that was cool. And, I mean, this guy, Shock G, man, he's a lot of your favorite Tupac songs, i.e., So Many Tears or I Get Around, they were produced by Shock G. So everybody knows him for his alter ego, but I mean, sonically, he was a genius. And if you don't believe me, go back and listen to Digital Underground's album Sex Packets, because sonically, it's genius. It's absolutely brilliant. So I just wanted to send a special shout out to Shock G and happy trails, bro.
That was well said. Like, honestly, like, no bullshit. When you were picking the opening song, I didn't even catch that he passed. So you're right. I knew him as Humpty Hump, and I do remember Digital Underground. It wasn't completely my scene at the time, but it was still good. I agree with you completely. Like, they were not cutting edge, but whatever they did just sonically was great. And it's still stuff you can go back to. Like, you know, people like to talk about, like, 80s pop music is just, no matter how bad it is, you can go back and it's still listenable. That's kind of like the same thing with Digital. Like, anything they did is still good. It keeps to listen to it. Even if you don't love it, you can vibe with it. So it's good stuff. And yeah, I was a little surprised that I was a week late to that one, because it was good shit. And again, like you said, yeah, set up ironically appropriate, same song, because like you said, every week it's the same fucking song where it's just another rapper that's passing away that we knew from the 90s. So hopefully that stops. Like, that'd be nice if that stops. Like, I'm sick of it.
It would. Yeah, it really would. Go ahead, Sonny. You look like you wanted to get in here.
No, I mean, it's just rough. Much love, mad respect, everything else, you know, that is due when someone of that talent and magnitude, you know, transitions, if you will. But the older we get, the more it happens, unfortunately. And it's just a sad fact of life.
It is, man, and it sucks, because you just see your childhood getting washed away one death at a time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely starting on a chipper note here today. There we go.
Pod is war, the moratorium, right?
that probably has a bad ring, so we shouldn't make that the title right there.
War is in the title, so, I mean, you know. It's not always a happy time. Well, it's never usually a happy time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I was about to say, what was the last happy war you were a part of?
Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, we're going into war. And everybody's doing the cabbage patch and the moonwalk and the electric fly. I'm like, yeah.
The Monday Night Wars. That was the last happy war I was involved in.
Touche. What about the Wednesday Night Skirmish?
So
even a war, though. So
the Monday Night Wars, I said. The Monday Night Wars.
What do y'all prefer, the Wednesday night skirmish or the Wednesday night conflicts?
I mean, it wasn't really either, so it's kind of...
I honestly consider it...
Wednesday night Desert Storm?
I consider it WWE... I consider WWE doing AEW a favor, almost.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, think about it.
They finally started hitting that original viewer number, which it's still funny that it's the same number they've done a year and a half ago, and they're just hitting it again. So, yeah, that's really a grown audience right there. Yep.
I mean, to be fair, though, man, I've been impressed with their number the past couple of weeks, that they've gotten a million viewers in consecutive weeks. That's impressive, because I didn't see that happening. I thought they would kind of settle in around the 800,000, 900,000 range, but good for them. We'll see what happens, you know, but good for them.
What you don't know is that they've secretly opened up, you know, 150,000 Spectrum accounts.
Is Spectrum still a thing? Y'all clearly still have Spectrum in Milwaukee. That's why you said
it. Yeah, Spectrum's still up here. I don't have it, but I've just was kind of, you know, what's the big cable? I was going to say Time Warner, but that's not there, you know.
Xfinity. Who is Xfinity again, Andrew? Isn't Time Warner?
Isn't Time Warner Xfinity? Because I think Fios it is Time Horizon. Warner.
Would you say more people are satellite now than cable?
I think more people are Netflix than cable. That's kind of... Let's not sound too 90s here, buddy.
No, but I'm not talking about...
Are the cats changing your antenna streaming right now to get the better picture in? Like, no, come on, Grandpa. What you talking about?
I have DirecTV. I still have a dish.
It's just you.
Really?
Yeah.
And Amber's mom.
When was the last time you saw a commercial for, like, Dish Network?
No, but I have DirecTV, and I have a dish.
That's my point, though. The last commercial you saw was when you installed that in 2010, probably. So calm down.
It still works.
I didn't say it didn't work. You could get a VCR, and that still works, a VHS player.
I got one of them that works, yeah.
I found a Betamax in the basement that probably still works, too. That doesn't mean it's, you know, relevant technology or information to be disseminating.
Better picture.
And you actually gave him credit by saying 2010, because I'm thinking about 2008, something like that.
Well, we're still the same time, 2-3 years, blah, blah. But, I don't know. Yeah, hopefully it's just whatever, but it's that same number they had. So it's the people that watched their first episode and watched that New Year's episode where they ran unopposed to NXT, and then it's just that million-ish that... just watch wrestling on Wednesdays. Okay.
By the way, out there, spray Pam on your dishes. If you still have satellite dishes, spray Pam on them periodically. Maybe once every 2 or 3 months. Spray some Pam on it.
Does she consent to it or no?
Shut up.
No. Like, I don't know why you're doing this to the poor woman.
And this is what's funny, because number one, what you said was funny, but now in my head, I'm just picturing somebody holding up a bitch named Pam and just, you know, shaking her in front of a satellite dish till she sprays on the motherfucker. Like, that, I probably should have said that. That's probably not PC, but that shit's still funny. But yes, Pam.
See, because our moderator is PC, so he'll leave it in. It's fine.
But yes, if you still got a dish, spray Pam cooking spray. There on your dish every 2 or 3 months, okay? Trust me on this. It'll help.
All right.
I used to sell them, man, so I know. I used to sell them shits in college. I sold satellite dishes and cellular telephones. So, I know this shit. Well, helps keep the weather off of it, you know?
The old Nokia bricks back then, or were we on flip phones when you were selling?
They were flips.
Okay.
Yeah, they were flips.
Oh, there we go.
Even a sidekick or two, you know.
Okay. What's the last flip phone you had? The last one I had, it flipped up, and then it also flipped sideways, so you could text better. It had a keyboard if you flipped it up sideways.
The last one I had was actually this tiny little one called the Motorola Juke, because it was an MP3 player and a phone, and it would flip out like kind of like a switchblade, but it was literally like smaller than my palm. So I went full Zoolander on it, where I thought the phones were just going to get smaller, so I had to get like the one that was the size of like a lipstick case. Mm-hmm.
Mine was Sprint. It was when it was a flip Sprint, and that y'all remember when Sprint started to do the Nextel ship where they had the chirp and stuff like that. Yeah, it was one of those. That's actually how I got fired from the from my
for your two-way. You got fired for a two-way because that's all a chirp really was.
Is this a story? No, we need to hear
again. I was in college.
Content. So come on, what was her name?
I was in college.
Sasha.
I was selling. Shut up. I was selling cellular telephones out of Meijer. If you guys don't know what Meijer, if you don't have Meijer in your area, it's basically like a smaller Walmart. And there was a sales store in there, so I was selling them, and I was doing pretty well with my salesmanship. Believe it or not, I got the gift of gab, man. I was, you know, getting people signed up. But I started selling the new Sprint phones to my friends. So it was like, give me $50, and I'll get you the new Sprint phone, and I'll set it up, and this and that. And somebody told on me. One of my coworkers, they got fired, and he was disgruntled. He told on me, and that's how I lost that position. The general manager came in one day, and there was all these empty boxes of Sprint phones with no phone in them.
Hey, well, at least all you were was fired. That could have went a lot worse.
Perhaps if I had gone back, I just left and never went back.
Oh, shit. Well, hey.
Well, the jig is up. Yeah, time to go.
No one came to get you, so that's the whole important part of that one, because, yeah, college, we were all dumb and young and, you know, some of us are still dumb, and we're not as young anymore. So it's that fun part.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's fun.
Well, here's our friend from across the pond to talk about thechairshot.com, and maybe, if you're lucky, we'll come back and talk wrestling. Or maybe if you're even more lucky, we won't talk wrestling at all today. We'll be there right back.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. God damn, I had such a great setup too. Because the place I was working at, we sold T-Mobiles, we sold Altel, if y'all remember them.
We're still on this, everybody.
Yes, we are. But we sold more Sprints than anything because Sprint had the most lenient credit check, right? So I would tell that people, yeah, I can get you a free Sprint phone and I can get your activation fee waived. And they're like, well, how are you going to do that? So I kept receipts for every phone I sold because you got a $20 referral credit if you referred somebody to Sprint. So while the person is there, I would just dial in like, yeah, they referred this motherfucker. And then they used to give you credits for a drop call. I think it was like $1 a credit, and you could do it up to 10 times. So you would just dial 411 or whatever the fuck Sprint shit was, and you just say credit for drop call, and they'd give you $1 towards your bill. Credit for drop call. You do that 10 times, they give you $1 to your Georgia bill. Activation fee was $35. I just saved you $30. Boom. Out the door.
Okay, that's fucking good. That's an easy way to sell.
Come on,
sell,
man.
Phones.
You gotta
get it. I can't.
Yeah. America!
Argue that at all.
Yeah. I even knew how to get you out your current contract for free. They changed the shit now. But you know what you could say back in the day and nobody would question it? Go. Remember, this was during the Iraqi war. You know, this was during the Bush administration. America was in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Died?
So all you had to say is, hey, I'm in the military. I'm getting deployed overseas to Iraq or Afghanistan. I have no use for this phone anymore. Can you let me out my contract? Okay, cool. God bless America and nobody else. Bada boom, bada bang, baby.
I wonder, though, you know you can get in trouble for impersonating an officer. So that's touchy. Like, if they come after you, you couldn't go to jail big time. It's usually, like, and I've worked retail, too. Like, talking about, like, saying the whole I'm military thing we usually are like, you know, someone else greater than me will judge them for this.
Well, that's the whole thing. Stolen Valor thing, but this is a little different, I suppose, where it's not like you're walking around pretending to be in the military. You're just throwing out a line to get out of a contract, which it's not exactly wonderful. It's morally and ethically probably closer to the dark gray than the light side, but if people don't check, like, it's the early 2000s. That was a whole different different time. Like, and Google wasn't that big of a thing. Yahoo was still bigger than Google probably at that time, so figure that one out.
Do we even have Facebook yet?
We did not have Facebook until 2006-ish, because that was still for college students only, because MySpace was the cool thing in, like, 04, 05, and Friendster was before that.
Again, just to reiterate, I got paid, too. Like, I mean, again, this was the early aughts. This shit was like the Wild Wild West. Nowadays, you got to show deployment papers and shit like that, but back then... Yeah, I was just trying to get paid, man.
Nowadays, you need like 7 points of like just identification to get your driver's license renewed. Like back in the day, you just had to be like, "I'm me. It's fine. It's cool. Shake my hand. We're cool, and it's done." You could get whatever on a handshake. Then the recession thing happened.
I never understood that. Why do I need ID to get ID? If I had ID, I wouldn't need ID.
Welcome to America? I don't know.
Why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Why is the word little twice as big as the word big?
Spelling.
Because English is a stupid language.
Can't argue that. Hear ye, hear ye. The fuck?
Okay, so that wasn't part of the skit, was the fuck? It was just something actually happened. I thought you were going somewhere with that.
No, that was the end. The fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
So, do y'all want to talk wrestling? I mean, there are some things that are happening that maybe we should touch on.
I mean, we could touch on things, I guess.
All right, let's see if we stick with it. Let's see how long we stick with it.
We're not going to stick with it very long. You know that.
Well, then, fuck wrestling. Let's just talk about something else. Hey, this show is going to be airing on thechairshot.com at 8 p.m. Eastern on April the 29th. And that will be DP's 40th birthday. How about that?
I thought you was about to advertise some shit that's already happened by the time they listen to this, so good pivot. Happy birthday, DP.
I never pivoted. I was going in the same direction the whole time.
That would have been funny if he's just like, I hope you listened to that because it already happened.
Thank you all for tuning in to our NFL draft coverage earlier this evening. I do appreciate it. But happy birthday to my brother, the architect, the scientist, the Illuminati, Mr. DPP, and many more.
Yeah, we're going to have to try to get him back on at some point, especially just to give him his birthday hazing, because it's been a while, and he's been going a little bit of shit, right?
Hold on, breaking news, man. I just got a call. DP is actually here.
Oh, here comes Chris's white guy impersonation.
DP is actually here live. On the line,
ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Platt.
Dan,
talking like a white guy.
Dan, can you hear us? Yeah, I'm here. Happy birthday, brother! It's so good to hear from you. Well, thank you for that birthday shout out. I appreciate it. Wow, I didn't even know you knew the word shout out, brother. Look at you being hip. Well, you know, I keep my ears to the streets, and that's pretty much what I do. Dan, would you like to say anything, man? We got Tutty right here. Would you like to say anything to Tutty? Well, you know, we talk, and it's a nice shirt. See y'all with the bandwagon nerds. Dan, any closing thoughts for the people, man, while we got you here?
Well, thank you for the, I guess, the birthday wishes, and I am part of the Illuminati, and I'm also a scientist, so take your vaccines. I worked hard trying to develop them. Deep BP, ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause.
Wow. Unbelievable. I think they like it. You're going to have some splaining to do.
He's what? Never going to come back on the show now.
I'm happy he called in, man, and I got to wish him a happy birthday.
He called in.
That was great. That was absolutely great. Shout out to DPP. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Ay, Faye.
What? I'm just happy he answered, man. I really wanted to wish him a happy birthday to his face, and I'm glad he answered, and I got to chop it up with him.
Yeah, I'm glad he was keeping his ear to the streets, though. That was a good.
Hey, man. You know.
Who knew he was an informant for Carmen Sandiego?
He had all the kids put down those little light posts during the game show. It was okay. Don't worry about it.
I wonder what it would sound like if DP said, "Here's the word on the street." I wonder if there's any way we could get him to say that.
You want me to call it back?
I would.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to get it back on the line.
Whatever you got to do.
Damn, real quick, man. I got to get you back on here. I apologize, man. I know you're trying to go celebrate with your lovely lady, but just real quick, man. Can you do me one favor?
Sure.
Can you please say...
Pot is war. This one's for us. Fuck you guys.
What was it, Teddy? I wonder what's the word on the street. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, sure, whatever. It doesn't matter right now. It's all good.
I wonder what's the word on the street.
Okay. I wonder what's the word on the street.
DPP, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I promise I'm not going to bother you anymore tonight, Dan. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, that was weird, but I've got to go get my chicken out the deep fryer now, so see you later.
DP, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Crazy.
I got nothing.
This is great, man. This is great, man. Such a joyous occasion.
What the hell. It's all comedy. I just don't think... me calling Ray would go over as well.
That's hilarious that you said that, because I was going to ask which one of y'all are going to call Ray and get through.
No, if either one of us were calling Ray, it would be me. That's how that one would work. I'm already halfway to cancel. That's what we could do. We could just do like whatever, the mirror world. Kind of the reverse pot is war one day. There we go. That's a whole show idea. You do your white voice. Somebody else puts on a different, you know, racial voice.
Well, I mean, we could always throw up some Bob Odenkirk sound bites and say that Patrick O'Dowd is in the house, you know.
Okay. Man, I got you. We got that. Come on. Yeah, I got it somewhere here. Where the hell is it?
You came to K? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I got it. If I can find it. There we go. Hey, everybody. Patrick O'Dowd.
Awesome!
I came to
K. Okay.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to
K. Okay. To the good old days. You're never coming back. Watch a few more days. I came to K. Okay. Get my Tuesday. Okay.
So I have a brand new idea right now. We're hanging out,
okay.
The three of us. Pull back the curtain a little bit. We busted our asses WrestleMania season. We truly, truly did, and we enjoyed the shit out of it. And we love the fact that everybody's listening to Chairshot Radio Network. Everybody's heading to thechairshot.com. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. But we want to take a night to just kind of relax. No format. No wrestling opinion for one night. So let's continue to dog the rest of our Chairshot.com brethren. And I am actually going to put out a tweet right now that if any of them can jump on Skype in the next 50 minutes, they can defend themselves. Otherwise, they shall be tied to a post, blindfolded, and assaulted by the three men that run Pod is War. What do you guys think?
I'm with that. Pod is War, Scorched Earth episode. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Roast them all. Yeah, let's go with it.
All right, I'm putting in the Chairshot Radio Twitter feed. If you want to defend yourself, you need to jump on Skype or prepare to feel the wrath on Pod is War tomorrow. So, gentlemen, carry forth, finish off Patrick O'Dowd. I believe DPP has already died on said hill we are battling today.
Damn, man, it's his birthday, man. You ain't got to kill him off. God damn.
Well, it's fine. If bandwagon nerds, it's like a Marvel movie. We'll just like turn back time or some shit will happen. Maybe somebody will find a stone, snap their fingers. It's good. He'll be back.
So do y'all at least know who Bob Odenkirk is?
He's a man whose first name, her full first name is probably Robert. That's usually how Bob works. I think he's Mrs. Odenkirk's son. Am I close?
Did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Better Call Saul. Saul Goodman.
Okay.
You're telling me Patrick O'Dowd doesn't sound like that melon farmer?
Yeah, you're not wrong. I can't argue that. No, you're not wrong. Like. Yeah, I'm trying to pull it back because I haven't watched it in a hot minute, but I don't know. Every time Patrick starts going off on things, it just hits me with the German judge thing. That's kind of what I call them, you know, bandwagon nerds, and what I've kind of gone with because he's so curmudgeon. He makes me look like blissfully positive, which is kind of a fucking mouthful, don't you think?
That's not even humanly possible. Just because he doesn't like Zack Snyder movies, it doesn't.
He doesn't like most things. Most things.
Because most things suck. To be fair, most things suck.
Whoa. Most things don't. Whoa. Well, the good things suck, if you get what I'm saying.
Ew.
I don't know. Most things are average. That's kind of where I go with it. Most things hit an average mark, and they're not nearly good or bad, and people just decide to go one way or the other just to have a disseminating opinion, or dissenting opinion. That's the
word.
You're
saying what you think you're saying. Like, you're basically saying the same thing I'm saying, you just don't want to agree with me.
No, because that doesn't inherently suck. They're just inherently blasé.
Okay, so what doesn't suck? Let's start there.
This show.
Okay, that's one.
Okay, there we go. That's a New Japan. My last ex-girlfriend. That's why she's an ex.
Hold on. I can't let you skip over the New
Japan. I thought we were ripping apart the chair shot people.
Okay, I don't know. We're kind of just going off into a tangent. This is what we do. This is Pod is War.
No, I threaten them all now. I threaten them all in a tweet. We have to rip them to shreds. Otherwise, they'll never fear us.
Fair enough, man. Let me voice my displeasures with the one, the only, my brother, Mr. Ray Cash, because he has this irrational hate of the Cleveland Browns, and I don't understand where it comes from. Okay, you still my team. Win two Super Bowls. Beat our ass every goddamn year, but yet and still, you hate us. That doesn't make dog sense whatsoever. That's like you take my woman and then you talk shit about me or you mad at me for some reason. Like you won, but you, what the fuck? But you know what? I know what it is. I know what it is. Ray, I love you. I love you so much. This is how much I love you. And Clevelanders, we tend to stick together like cheap rice, but this is how much I love you, Ray. I promise you, with my last dying breath, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to find that melon farmer from Cleveland that stole your girl. And I'm going to make him pay. Just for you, buddy. I'm going to make him pay. Because you got to get that hate. You got to get that hate out your heart, brother. If you got that hate in your heart, brother, you just got to let it go. You just got to let it go in the name of Jesus. You can't live with that hate in your heart for the brown and orange, brother. You are brown, Ray. Why don't you like brown? It's okay. You embrace it. If you got that hate in your heart, you just embrace it. In the name of Jesus. Holy the Boko Shah, I should have came in the shape. But I'm going to find that melon farmer that stole your girl in middle school that was from Cleveland and caused this rift between us and Cleveland. I'm a healer. We're healing tonight. We're healing.
Wow.
We're healing. What? This is a healing. Pot is
yeah,
we're healing.
I would like to address best friend of the DWI podcast, Dave Ungar. Dave, attitude of aggression might be more successful if only your dogs were more heard than you were. I mean, those are heavenly angels, those little creatures, for crying out loud. If it was just your wife and the dogs, we probably wouldn't even get to broadcast with you. Your show would be so big. Dave, I love you. And I love your dogs.
I mean, we know why it's big, though. That's the whole thing when it goes on for 3 hours because he never shuts up because he has to get a word in edgewise between the dogs. So, hey, that works. That's where it is. That's wow. They're his co-hosts.
I can't
talk shit about my consigliere, man.
We're all into this.
Yeah, but shout out to my consigliere, aka Danny DeVito.
Oh wow! He went there. He did it. He was gonna do it. He set him up. All right,
I love you, Dave. Yeah, all jokes aside,
we're not done ripping people apart. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and just so you know, if you're getting ripped apart, it's because you deserve it, not because we love you or anything. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
No, so just real quick, man. So I've got this group chat. I'm going back to Cleveland in June because one of my oldest friends is getting married and I'm in the wedding. And this melon farmer has like 865 groomsmen. And there's a group chat amongst all the groomsmen. And I don't know who half these melon farmers are. And one of them just got engaged, apparently. I don't know who this motherfucker is. But I had to say congratulations because it was in the group chat. I don't even know what I'm congratulating him for. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he's married a woman or a man. Well, I mean, the nails look feminine, but you never know nowadays. I don't know. Christian, what are you doing? Yeah, you had to get a little bit straight too, man. You got 865 groomsmen. Who does that? Are we bridesmaids?
I mean, have you met guys nowadays? There's a reason the Metro thing became a popular fad, I don't know what, a decade ago? Like,
maybe once I
get
gifts.
What you're getting at, but yeah. Mani Pedis were like all the rage, and, you know, the man bun was totally a cool thing that, you know, was not like, you know, a beacon or a SOS signal for other things. So, what you getting at? You know, I can't tell if you're frozen on the screen or if you're just irritated. Because it's a good look how you got frozen. And I feel like you could hold that pose if necessary. So.
Dun, 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 pump up the jam. Pump it up while the beat is. He's frozen. So Platt.
You know, it's a good thing that Platt was talking about possibly moving in the next, foreseeable future. Because the Wi-Fi where he currently resides has been ass for the last couple years that we've done this show. And he didn't have an issue when he was in the other place he was talking about moving to. So there we go. There's a point for Ambi right there. Maybe you should go play in that other area because at least their Wi-Fi works, buddy.
Oh, now his eyes are closed and is really close to the screen.
Mm-hmm. What this is probably still like a... Talk about? You're frozen as a motherfucker. I'll call you like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
You can't tell me I'm frozen and you just heard what the fuck I said.
It took a fucking minute and a half to hear you breathe.
Right now you're right now you're like the Dana Carvin, the Dana, god damn it. I can never deliver the good line. I just keep fucking it up. Right now
you're not turtle enough for the turtle club? Is that what it is?
Damn it, I did this the other day too. Right now you're like the Dana Carvey comedy special Chopping Broccoli. See, it would have been so good right away.
Really?
Possibly.
Oh, he chimes in just enough to downplay my joke. Yeah. Fucking great.
I can hear your voice, but I can't see your mouth or your face or your camera working, so... And now it says you're muted, so I don't know what the fuck happened.
About Joss. Wait.
Something about Joss Whedon? What was that?
All right, here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to resolve some technical issues. There may be some people that have been roasted or might be roasted that want to join in, and we'll be right fucking back.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
God damn.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Motherfuckers want to come fucking tweeting at me and shit, talking about hop on if you got some shit to say. Well,
Ray Cash in the house.
Fuck all y'all. Yeah. Talking all this shit. Who was talking about... So, all I know is, I heard motherfuckers talking about me and the squad. Okay? And, you know, only the fucking Browns fans talk about people that ain't there. Because nobody's in their fucking state to begin with in the first place. So they're used to it.
Ray came to play. He don't usually swear this much.
He knows what shows he's on.
Rand swears as much.
Apparently I clicked the wrong button, invited the wrong person.
Oh yeah, my bad.
No,
speaking of which,
I'm just kidding.
You do know who else is missing, Mr. Raymond. Your receiving core. Y'all motherfuckers couldn't catch a cold in Alaska with two shots.
You know, the thing is, I wasn't sure if you meant receiving core as in going hard on the Ravens or going hard on the edge, and you were saying they were his receiving core. I wasn't really sure where we were going with that.
Oh, no. We're talking Ravens, man. We just got the draft preview. You know what I mean? We're talking Ravens.
I was about to say, man, don't make me call the squad because, look, I'm not a roaster. But Carl and Kyle's a proud gay man. He can roast everybody better than anybody on this damn show.
Get him out of motherfucker, man. I'm about to challenge.
Message him right now. I'll add him. Where is he at? I got him. I'll message him right now. Kyle, I got Kyle.
That's how this is going to work.
Hey, Kyle, what you doing, man? Let's go.
We're going to make some smoothers to Kyle's ass if you get what I'm saying. Oh,
what's your word? Jump on Skype.
Come on, Andrew.
Ain't nobody playing with the three. Dude, you don't play with a pot as warm.
Kyle's toasted.
I sent it.
Shout out to everybody that we've been talking about tonight. It's all good fun. We didn't have a whole lot to talk about, and we just talking shit.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Just for my brother, Christopher Blatt.
Chair Shot Network.
All yours, big guy.
Yeah, so that happened. Welcome back to Pot is War. Make sure y'all do go check out Angry Lemonade. Really cool site. They've got really a lot of cool stuff going on there. So make sure you go to angrylemonade.net and go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. Again, welcome back to Pot is War. I don't know what the hell we're about to talk about. It's probably going to be anything under the sun but professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get to it since you've had some interesting connection issues. And this has made the night even more interesting where we went from a roast to an IT tech support kind of day. So that was nice. Thanks for that, buddy.
We've had a weird, crazy show. Shout out to everybody. And you know who you are. we talk some shit. We love you. We expect the shit coming back when we come on the next time with you on the air. But it just goes to show that listen to Chairshot Radio Network. There's a great group of people that really get along, really love what they do. I've been drinking. Chris, you've been drinking. Balls, you've been drinking.
I'm never not drinking, so yeah.
I was about to say, Andrew never stops drinking. So.
I live on the alcohol.
Why don't we do a little bit of what you drinking? Let's bring a little DWI podcast in here. What you drinking? Tonight I'm on the Coors Light, but I have been sipping a little bit of Screwball Whiskey. It's peanut butter whiskey. It's fucking excellent.
That actually sounds good.
Yeah,
I can't really argue that.
It's really good. So if you run into your local liquor store and you go into the whiskey section, it's got a white label on the front. You can't miss it. Screwball Whiskey. It's very good. I like it chilled. Keep it in the fridge. Just saying. Not saying, just saying.
Sure. I mean, I've had myself a nice Yingling, and then I decided to go with the Jack and Honey and some Pepsi, so little rum and Coke kind of thing, whiskey and Coke, same concept. So that's where I'm at. My usual, I don't really get too fancy all the time, but whatever works, works. Platt, how about you?
Shout out to Yingling, by the way, because I left Cleveland, I think it was 10 years ago, and when I left, we didn't have Yingling. You had to drive to Pennsylvania to get Yingling. Yep, but when I went back for my man's wedding in, what, 20s, they all of a sudden, bada boom, bada bing, they had Yingling in Cleveland. So I guess progress, whatever. But shout out to Yingling. I'm taking it easy tonight. Just a few White Claws. And I hate Tunney for turning me on to White Claws with a passion.
I haven't really heard that word in so long. I thought you stopped doing
Take
that.
Take it all back.
I ain't stopped. I can't.
You prepping for the move? So you're just trying to get super white with what you drink too? Is that where we're at with this?
Yeah, I was for ministry.
Those sunspots are interesting because apparently they're just hot in Georgia right now because you are having some fucking mess of a problem with your connection, buddy. Jeez. I don't know if it's just me hearing it or if Tony hears it too, but like, goddamn. You remember a couple years ago when you were having like the choppy shit issue and then when you went to go visit Maz, you were like clear as fuck for like the first time in like 3 months? This is how that feels again. And
is that bad still?
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. I think we're going to get out of here today. As you can tell, I've been drinking, personally. I hope you all have enjoyed this crazy shit show of a show.
There's the title.
Shit show of a show. Andrew, let everybody know what's going on at thechairshot.com and where they can find you.
Chairshot.com has a whole bunch of fun reviews from AJ with Impact Now, since Thursday's a bad day for me and I need to fix my fucking schedule because I need to get back to that. New Japan should be coming around because even though they get like Hino Kuni, or I don't care about that, so I'm not going to cover that. But when we get to like Wrestling Dantaku and the baseball stadium, Wrestling Grand Slam, those are going to be interesting to cover. I actually ended up covering the 425 edition of All Japan's Champion Carnival, and that was because our wonderful patient zero, you know, Matthew Sarpacone, decided to go get his second round of the Pfizer shot, and it's been kicking his ass a little bit, so he asked me if I could just fill in one more time. So he's trying to keep his ass out of quarantine and trying to stop being patient zero again, so I give him credit for that. Maybe he'll get like Spider-Man powers or some shit, who knows. But following the Champion Carnival, he'll cover it hopefully moving forward, unless he keeps feeling shitty, then who knows who's going to cover that one. But that's going good. It's a close race. There's a three-way tie at the top and three other people are below it with only a one win separation, so that's a good tournament right now to kind of keep an eye on. And aside from that, like I said, Impact, AEW's got some stuff coming up that, you know, Mitchell covers, and it's all good. There's so much shit going on that's not just podcasts, it's articles, there's a lot of coverage. You gotta find something that you like on the Chair Shot. So look at that. And also catch my shit on Twitter at IWC War Chief. Platt, you Johnny Five and still, or are you actually okay enough to plug some shit?
Well, you are going to find something that you love on the Chair Shot, which is why you all need to go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt to make sure that we're able to keep providing that content that you love so much. All you have to do is go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And if you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, I guarantee you, while you're perusing ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, you are going to find a shirt that you like. I guarantee it. And come be part of the army. Be part of the tribe. But most importantly, be part of the movement. TheChairShot.com, we're not just a website, we are a movement. You all can catch me on Twitter at TheRealCPlatt. And quite frankly, on behalf of Andrew Belaz, on behalf of the Commissioner PC Tunney, on behalf of Amber Rochelle Durst, shout out to Ray Cash making a run in. On behalf of Ray Cash, on behalf of Rich Homie Swan, on behalf of Shock G, on behalf of Joe Biden, on behalf of Kamala Harris, on behalf of Sugar Bear Kamala Harris, on behalf of fucking Advin Akbar, whatever the hell his name is, on behalf of Corey Graves, on behalf of Pat McAfee, yeah, I would just like to say, fuck you, Xfinity.
Freezes right as he gets the fuck you out. So that was perfect, honestly. Like, it's Xfinity tried to catch it. It's like a bad sensor, but he still got it out there. That was fucking gorgeous. Fuck you, Xfinity. You don't know shit. Tony, do you have anything you want to plug, or are you just going to push that off to DWI?
That's a very funny question. I might be buying time right now, but Chris is doing very well with his connection. So I would imagine you could follow me at PC Tunney and find me all over Chairshot Radio Network. And I appreciate your listenership.
Thank y'all for tuning in, man. This has been the ultimate show. We hope you guys and gals had a good time trying to put this shit together. RIP Shock G. Until next time, shalom. Hit it, Carly.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.